Case number 10,124, Woodrow Simone, north of Route 1, north of Andrew Avenue, being Lot 6, Block D, within Ann Acres Development. A variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements.
Doug Marshall again.
State your name and address for the record.
Woodrow Simone. The address is 34993 Cadbury Circle West, Lewis, Delaware.
Thank you. And put your hand on the phone. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
And I'll also be using Mr. Eskew again. If there's no objection, that he understands he's sworn in and remains so. This application is on behalf of current owners of the property, Bruce and Marianne Kaufman, who recently purchased the property from Mr. Simone, who had owned the property for a substantial amount of time. And in this case, we're asking for a variance, side yard variance of 1.3 feet on the right side and 1.7 feet on the left side from the side yard setback requirements of 10 feet for a distance of 18.5 feet and a variance of 5 feet from the side and rear setback lines for a distance of 3.8 feet and 7.3 feet from the 5-foot side rear setback requirements for the 28-square-foot shed. And if you look at the application survey, you can see that. And also, I think I also put a prior survey on there. The house was built prior to zoning, and just by sheer luck, complied originally with the 10-foot side yard setback requirements on a 50-foot lot in this case, but it was 27.7 and 27.8 feet respectively back from the front setback line, which is definitely grandfathered. Mr. Simone in 1985 and 86, so we're talking 21, 22 years ago, went to a local builder to have an addition put on, and the builder took care of getting the permits and building the addition, and also on the rear, and that's where the problem with the setback occurred, because at the time that he put the addition on, the zoning was in effect, and it was a 10-foot setback, and he felt that, apparently felt that 8.3 was plenty, based on the neighborhood, which has an average of 5-foot setbacks of all the other property. And also, in a separate application, actually built the little, very small utility shed into the back corner of the fence. It's actually incorporated as part of the fence. And so that small shed, we're requesting the variance from the 5-foot requirement, and then the variance for the sides of the additions. And I believe that it would be helpful in this case to view the pictures. Mr. Eskew has toured the neighborhood with me, and let me quickly go over the situation. It's Dodd's addition to Rehoboth, which is a very old subdivision. Most of the houses in there don't have any restrictive covenants and were built prior to zoning, and they are generally have at least less than 10 feet setbacks. We did a canvas of the property along. Mr. Simone also did the same thing. And our lot is Our address is 21088, and we checked the lots within one, well, the lot next door, next to that, 8 lots along that area, and the corner lot next to it on the east side, and also some lots behind it. And I'll give you a typical measurements. These are 50 by 100-foot lots, so to conform, they would have to have a 30-foot house. Next door to Mr. Simone, that house is 38 feet, which leaves a 5-foot setback between his house or the property line and that house next door. On the house next to that one, it's 11 feet total, so we got five and a half roughly. The lot next to that is 5 feet. It's 39 feet wide. The house next to that, we didn't measure, but we did measure between the two houses 17 feet, so less than 20, less than 10. 38 on the next one, and for the record, those are photographs of that, of those houses that I mentioned, with the house numbers on there and written on the back. And again, for the record only, the uniqueness of the property is that it's 50 by 100-foot lots. The unnecessary hardship would be the having to tear the 1.5 feet off the end of each lot and pull the fence or pull that small shed out of the fence. Possibility the property can be developed. It could only be brought into conformance by actually tearing those things all down. Variances, unnecessary hardship cannot be created by the applicant, and the applicant and the new owner certainly didn't create it, and Mr. Simone didn't even know about it until I told him there were no COs for those building permits that his builder had gotten. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I believe the variance will not substantially or permanently impair appropriate use of the or development of any adjacent property and not be detrimental to the public. And it's the minimum variance that could be asked for in the case. And Mr. Eskew, could you confirm that that's true? And Mr. Simone. And this building, when you look at the pictures, I mean, that it's a 50s, 60s neighborhood. And the largest setback in the entire neighborhood is Mr. Simone's house, even at 8 feet. Okay. Questions?
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bortman?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson, any questions, Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mill? Okay, hearing no questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10124. Looks like it's been there for many years. A lot of small lots, I don't think it alters something charged in the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,124. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Okay, that's all.